Let's take it from January to this point. You've made a lot of big decisions, free agency, trades, guys that you've kept, guys you've released. What is your overall feeling on that, kind of a global thought, and then how that set you up for the draft?
I feel good. I think all along, like we said early on, we're going to develop a plan. There were parts to that plan. Initially, we would like to take care of our team after doing, you know, extensive evaluation. I think we did the best job we possibly could in addressing part one. Then we went into the second phase, be unrestricted free agency or some type of free agency. We did, I think, from our perspective, it may have been a little active, but I felt that this time it made the roster more competitive. It had depth to the roster. And then, of course, you sprinkle in some free agency. And all along, what we're doing is, as we were working through that, we also were working through the college part of it and the college draft and working on the draft. So today, as we sit, I feel really good.
Transitioning to the draft itself, at the combine, I think you were asked how many guys you considered with the 1-1 pick. You said, hey, 300.
333.
To micro that down, now you're sitting here getting closer. What goes into your evaluation to make that 1-1 pick, and how many are you really considering?
We have evaluated all the top players. And I think it's really important from an organization as we sit down, we're going to watch every game of the targeted players that we have, either it be 4, 6, 8, whatever those numbers are. We're going to sit there and watch how they impactfully play their position. And once we deem, okay, how much ceiling and how much floor do each one of these players have in terms of have they met their growth potential or is they have much more room to grow? And I think that comes down to when you sit and talk to these players and you kind of sit and understand how much football they've been taught. And that's when it comes to talking to college coaches, positional coaches, coordinators, head coaches. That's what that interview process is all about. And it also comes down to the individual player. That's kind of why we went around and wanted to meet each one of these players in his own environment, work him out, not only watch him athletically move around, but watch him compete at his position. And, you know, whenever you have Andy Reid with you, those players are there, that they're all going, my God, that's Andy Reid over there. I go, yeah, you better step your game up. So it's been fun. It's been a learning curve in the sense of at number one pick, it's, you know, hopefully we don't get that one again.
Trades. Everybody keeps speculating, talking about it. If you had to trade or could trade out of the 1-1, would you do it? What about other trades on draft day? What would it take to do a trade?
Clark brought me here for a reason. And my responsibility to do what's best for the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's what I'm going to do. Either it be the acquiring of the player or sliding down in the draft to acquire players to get more players. Hopefully people will understand that whatever decision we come up with, it'll be the best thing for this organization. And that's how I'm going to approach this. So all options are open until the day of the draft, till that whistle, you know, sounds. And even when it sounds, we still have 15 minutes on the clock.